Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, January 27th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Hey, good morning.
He's back. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
What's up? What's up?
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
We continue to roll on with the most sick show that we've ever had.
Sickest show in America, right
the
here.
Whole, the whole country's sick.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so.
The whole world.
The whole world's sick.
All China's sick.
I'm so weirded out by germs right now. I've got my Clorox wipes in. I've wiped everything down. I went to the gas station because I knew I was going to drive in today. And just touching the gas thing was weirding me. Everything's weirding me out now.
You need some plastic gloves.
Everyone's sick.
Yeah.
And everyone's getting it. We're just all spreading it to each other.
Yeah. Right,
it's horrible.
Pretty much.
I mean,
we should start doing the show with surgical masks because it bounced.
I was wearing
Jason
them around the house.
To you, to me. And then this morning as I was leaving, Isabella was, you know, calling for mommy and daddy. And I went in there.
Yeah.
And I just said, screw it. I'll let her get to our bed because I'm leaving. And Jess touched her and she's like, oh, she's super warm. And then as I was in my car, I get a text message that her temperature is 103.
Yeah, you better get her to a doctor.
So I just probably got her sick.
103 is big.
Yeah, you better get her to a doctor.
The only thing I'll say is that we have one of those thermometers that you put in the ear. It is so erratic. One second it'll say I'm 99. The next second I'll say I'm 101.
But she's probably got a fever for sure.
Yeah.
I would, you know, obviously she's taking Advil or whatever kids take.
I'm going to follow Chad Dukes' lead, and I'm going to buy probably a dozen of these mic covers. Because
Will you give me one? I'll bring my own
sure,
in.
Sure, yeah. I'll just
I wipe
them
down
around.
This thing. I don't even know how to function in our world right now. Like, going downstairs, I don't think I'll be able to work out for weeks. But going downstairs and work out and touching those dumbbells and everybody touches them.
You got to bring your wipes. Got to wipe them down.
Yeah. I got to wipe everything down now.
Hand sanitizer, definitely.
I'm going to become
just
a freak hand washer.
Full on germaphobe.
Yes. Yes. Because when you get the flu or whatever sickness we're all getting, I had influenza A. Jason had some sort of influenza. It just knocks you on your ass, and you just don't ever want to get that ever again.
Right.
And yet, we basically get it every year.
I didn't eat for 3 days.
Really? I was able to eat a little bit. I had cereal
every morning, but that was it. I didn't eat any lunch.
Yeah.
Maybe had a little bit for dinner, but not much.
Did you get on a scale to figure out how much you lost?
Yeah, I lost like 9 pounds in three
days.
Wow. That's awesome. I actually maintained most of my appetite.
See, I don't think I had the flu because I ate fairly normally. Now I was kind of out for a day, and CK sent me home because so many people had been sick. But that night I had to take my mom and some friends to MGM
National Harbor for the Dancing with the Stars show,
which, by the way, they're just printing money.
Oh,
MGM prints money, but that particular show?
I'm sure they are.
I don't know anything about that show other than, you know, I couldn't tell you the people that have won that show.
No, how could you?
I know that it's on the air on ABC on Monday nights.
Sure.
I haven't watched it really ever. I mean, I've seen it a few times. Sold out show.
Yeah.
Packed.
Right.
Yeah.
Packed.
It's amazing.
I don't understand that.
It's amazing what people like in this world.
It you know what? You're correct on that.
You know
I'm
what I mean?
Amazed by what some people are into.
Yeah.
But some people would say the same about like what I like.
Yeah, poker. Right?
They'd be like, how can you sit at a poker table?
Yeah, exactly.
I just get felted.
Yeah. I will say this. I'm not into dancing.
Oh,
and
no.
I sat there and watched the show. It's amazing to me that the women with high heels can do all those steps.
So which of the celebrities, which of the stars were there on this one?
I don't know the names of the stars. They were
D-listers.
Yeah, like our friend Mrs. Frazier, she watches the show religiously.
Yeah.
She knew everybody on the poster. I didn't know one person on the poster.
How could you?
The one star, they had a hostess who is one of the celebrities with the stars.
Yeah.
She was from The Office.
Oh.
Her last name's Flannery.
Oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Couldn't tell you. Red hair. She's a ginger.
Oh, I know
exactly who it is.
Yeah, I know the character.
She was kind of funny. She just came on and kind of introduced it.
Was she actually on the show?
She was on Dancing with the Stars as a contestant.
She was, okay.
But the rest were just the people that are assigned stars. So
right.
They had the person who won the last ball or whatever it was
right.
as part of the show. But, you know, they go at it for a good 50 minutes, then they do a 10-15 minute intermission. They go at it again for like 45 minutes. It sold out. There wasn't an empty seat in the house.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Shocking.
That's Kate Flannery. Yeah. You know exactly who it is. You saw her.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't watched much of The Office.
Yeah. Well, she's been in a lot of stuff.
I didn't even know The Office was, it's like a spoof documentary. Is that the idea, the premise
yes.
of the whole show? Yeah.
Like
I didn't even know that.
Mockumentary?
Yeah. Until when I was in Florida, my daughter finally hit me to it.
Yeah, she plays Meredith on The Office.
Correct. I don't think I would have had the flu if I don't think I would have been able to do that. Now, I wasn't feeling great. Great.
If you had the flu, you would have been in bed.
I think you would have known
it. The bad beat of all bad beats is I was driving home on Friday night after dropping everybody off in Bowie, and I took the ICC, and the ICC had a detour.
Yes.
I had to go like New Hampshire Avenue.
Sure.
Georgia. It just added another like 20 minutes. So I didn't get home till like 12:20 at night.
Well, they're working on the toll collection system. They can't let you drive on the ICC for free, Ricky.
That's true.
I'm just amazed.
That's what was going on.
I'm amazed you're able to do that when you're sick. Someone had texted me that you had left early or whatever and still had to go to the MGM. And I was like, how's he going to possibly do that?
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, you have to do it. It's
oh, no,
like,
I wouldn't have done it. I guarantee
you. Bailed.
When Isabella yeah. was born, when my baby was born, it was 8 days after I had the ACL surgery and I had that huge-ass brace and
yeah.
crutches.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, my wife goes, I think my water broke. And I said, you got to be S-ing me because I wasn't
was
supposed
it super,
to drive.
Was super early?
Remember, Cakes drove me to work that week. I wasn't allowed to drive even for another 3 weeks, and I sent a text to my...
I've repressed that memory, by the way.
I sent a...
I don't really remember it either.
Don't really remember.
Because it wasn't impactful on your life.
No.
But Cakes drove me to work, whatever, 3 or 4 days, and I wasn't allowed to drive for a month. And I mean, at that point, I could only move my knee barely, and I had that huge brace, and I just sent a text to my surgeon, and he said, you can take off your brace... While you drive, and then the drive was 2 miles.
Yeah.
I live right by Shady Grove Hospital.
You considered an Uber, though, right? Did you consider an Uber?
No. I was like,
throwing
I'm going to make
her
this
in an
happen.
Uber?
I mean, you figure things out.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm stunned you're here today because yesterday CK sent us a text, and he was just checking in on us, and I was like, you know, I'm pretty confident I'll be there. I think I just have a bad cold getting better. And EB said he could barely walk.
Yeah, I couldn't for a couple days. I could only walk like 20 seconds and then have to sit down. You know, like when you're really sick and you can barely stand to pee, like
yeah.
you barely get through the pee. And
yeah.
that's how I felt the last 2 days. And I think it was from the Tamiflu. I ended up talking to a friend whose wife is a doctor. She called just to check in on me. And she said what I was describing was the side effects of Tamiflu. So she's like, flush it down a toilet. So I was like, all right.
So what did you bring in today? You brought in a bunch of stuff. Okay. That's probably
Pedialyte,
like
Pedialyte to keep me hydrated.
Okay.
And just, I don't want to cough all because people attack you if you cough around here.
Right.
So I brought some cough drops and I got some yogurt to try to soothe my stomach because I've been feeling nauseous.
You got the yogurt.
It's just gross. But I came in because of the Kobe thing.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. There's no getting around it.
I can't tell you how affected I was yesterday. And obviously, I have no ties to him or his family. I was
right.
affected just thinking
the
about
whole world.
It. Yeah.
Just, the whole world. This
punch.
One has hit everybody
yeah, really
like. I was thinking about it. Obviously, for those of
I wasn't even a huge Kobe fan when he was playing.
First person
yeah,
I actually thought
either.
Of.
I mean, I enjoyed watching him play because he was
yeah,
great,
yeah.
but I wasn't a huge
I
fan.
I thought
of
Drabby because he's a huge Kobe Bryant fan.
Right.
I was like, Drab's devastated.
I didn't think of Drabby.
First thought was old Drabby.
But somebody who we saw the entire career.
Yeah.
Entire career.
I can remember watching the playoff games when he was in his rookie season and him shooting those air balls.
Well, I remember reading about him when he was at Lower Marion. I mean, in high school in USA Today.
Yeah. We knew all about
it. It's just, but obviously for people in our generation, the immediate thought, I think, is Len Bias. It's that same, brings you right back to that time.
When it's tragic,
impact like that.
And Sean Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Sean Taylor. And I thought, you know, Michael Jackson, but it's been even greater than the Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson was having, you know, sort of drug abuse issues and older. This is a guy literally at the prime of his life.
Yeah, 41 years old.
You know,
with his daughter. Then when the news came out that his daughter was with 13-year-old daughter. Yeah.
Well, the initial reports on social media.
Well, Matt Gutman screwed it up. I mean, you know who Matt Gutman is?
See, the one that said it was all his daughters?
Yeah, Matt Gutman actually sat behind me in a SUV for about 7-8 hours when I was chasing tornadoes.
Okay.
He and his cameraman were behind. They joined us.
Right.
Because they wanted to do a story on it. So I got to know Matt Gutman. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. But he screwed up when he was doing that interview with ABC News, and he said, yeah, reports are that all of the daughters are on.
Right.
I know. And I said, what?
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants to be first.
Yep.
Everybody's
in a rush.
They hear something. Yep. You know, maybe, obviously someone told him that. I don't think he just made it up. Mm-hmm. So he had
no,
a source.
No, but it's just rumor.
But everyone wants to be first, and then when you throw something out there, you just look like an idiot.
Well, and then somebody else confirmed that none of Kobe's kids were on the flight. Some woman reporter.
Yeah.
And, you know,
everyone wants to be first. That's
what
it is.
And they're just botching it. So you just have to be patient and wait. But you knew the reports weren't good. But just the initial impact of seeing,
well,
oh my God.
Well, how about the initial report that was only five?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That was for hours.
Then that
for
grew.
Hours.
Yep.
That was for hours.
Yeah.
So just a brutal day, I think, for everyone. I think today we'll play a bunch of clips. We'll kind of maybe talk about some memories. We'll open up the phone lines where people can kind of chime in themselves. And just, I don't want it to sound too trite, but it's like almost like it's like a national day of mourning, I think, for people, because none of us knew Kobe personally.
Mm-hmm.
But when you grow up watching someone like that, you feel like you know him. You feel like you know him. You know?
Absolutely.
And that's the weird part of celebrity.
You've seen him since he's 18 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, some people that even followed him in high school, you know, been watching him since he's 14 playing
basketball.
He's just
one of those few guys who are that impactful.
Yeah.
It annoyed I remember when he was here for his last game with the Wizards, annoyed a lot of people that it would be a Kobe takeover, a Laker takeover.
Well, I mean, he's a legend, and he's making his final go-round. You expect that sort of treatment, not only at Capital One Arena, but at every road arena that he visits.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean,
what threw me yesterday was when the report came out by TMZ. All right, so TMZ broke it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So TMZ breaks it, and then it must have been a half hour before ESPN, NBA TV, mm-hmm. CBS,
and the websites. I checked the websites as soon as I saw
the websites.
Websites like forever weren't.
Fox News was on it.
Now maybe Fox.
I saw Fox News. They had Jim Gray on. That's when I first saw it.
Fox came in because they had the Minnesota Michigan State game, and before that game, they came on and talked about it. That was the first big network that actually talked about it.
Yeah.
But ESPN took them at least a half hour, 45 minutes, and the website. They didn't.
I was watching golf.
Golf.
They were mentioning it. But I saw when Nance broke in.
It still took a while.
Now, my son had it on his phone, and he said, Dad, do you think this is a real story about Kobe? And he hands me the phone. Because sometimes you see these clickbait articles, like instead of it being TMZ.com in the address bar, it's TMC.com. It's off by like one letter.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll suck you in with a crazy headline. And I saw it. It said, Kobe Bryant killed in helicopter crash, sources are reporting. I scrolled down, looked at the address bar. It said TMZ. And TMZ is usually pretty good about reporting these sorts of stories. They're usually first.
And they also broke the story that his daughter was on it.
Correct.
They had that.
Now, they also broke the story before informing the next of kin, which was obviously upsetting to a lot of people.
Well, that's.
But that's, like, you know, that's the news cycle
first.
In 2020.
Yeah.
Not much you can do about that.
But I was just thinking.
And I was skeptical looking at it. I was like, I had to look at my son's phone like three or four times to make sure it was looked legit.
Yeah.
And it did.
Yeah. My daughter came downstairs and told me. Because she was on Twitter or someone was on Twitter.
But I wanted, I wanted to look elsewhere for it, not on TV, just online.
Nobody else had it.
CNN. I went to CBSSports.com, ESPN.com, like five different sites. Nobody even had a report.
Took a few minutes.
Well, maybe it was because none of those networks and publications wanted to get anything wrong.
Probably. And you know what? And kudos to them for doing that.
I was just surprised.
Well, also, TMZ was criticized for leaking it, but, you know, that's kind of what they do.
Yeah. But then you heard all this misinformation and, you know, saying that Gutman saying the entire family was on it.
Right.
And then, you know, there was only five instead of nine. Someone said Rick Fox was on the plane or the helicopter.
Right.
Rick Fox was not on the helicopter. Mm-hmm. So everyone just wants to jump the gun and just makes you look stupid.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to be talking about it throughout the show. We have some special guests. Brian Scalabrine is going to join us at 8 o'clock. He's now a Radio.com Sports NBA insider. Jesse Dougherty is going to join us. We'll actually sprinkle in some Washington Nationals talk. Good news for the Nationals over the weekend. Ryan Zimmerman agreed to a one-year contract, so Zim is locked up for the Nationals. We've got Tim Bontemps, NBA writer for ESPN. He'll join us at 9 o'clock. And we've got Turgeon, big win for the Terps yesterday, which happened right around the same time.
Nice.
He will join us at 9:40. If you have any thoughts about the passing of Kobe Bryant, you can call us at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply, and you can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Do you think your daughter might want to play in the WNBA?
She does, for sure.
She does?
This kid, man.
Wouldn't that be great?
Dude, man, I'm telling you. The best thing that happens is when we go out and fans will come up to me and she'll be standing next to me and they'll be like, hey, you got to have a boy. You and V got to have a boy, man. You have somebody carry on the tradition, the legacy. She's like, oh, yeah, I got this. You know, boy for that, I got you. Like, that's right. Yes, you do. You got this.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, talking about the passing of Kobe Bryant and how it hits you. That's the thing that hits me, is especially when those first reports, which were incorrect about
all the daughters.
All the daughters is like, man, how's Vanessa going to live the rest of her life?
No, I don't think it would be possible. Oh,
now, she has three daughters, but she lost her husband and a daughter.
Yeah, man, still just equally as devastating.
I can't even think about it. Just think about the reaction.
Tough to lose any loved one in our lives, but when it's a parent, you know, it never feels good, but that makes sense. When it's the different order, it's
like a 13-year-old, really tough to grapple. 13-year-old should live 70-plus more years. Like, I mean, it's awful that Kobe passed. He's 41. He's lived half his life. His 13-year-old daughter perishes along with another one of her teammates, who I think was 13 years old.
There could have been multiple 13-year-olds on the plane.
Awful.
I think there probably was, right?
I keep saying plane, helicopter. Had to be. I mean, if they're going to practice.
They said there was another parent and another child, and then the baseball coach and his family. I don't know what the connection is with the baseball coach. And do you know what that was?
They played on the same team.
His daughter played on the same team.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Just brutal. Brutal story. It's one of those that just hits you, like hits everybody the same way.
We're all parents, and anybody that has a teenage kid or any age kid, you just put yourself in that situation.
Yeah, but people die all the time, and we're all affected by them, but not like this.
Right.
People die, celebrities die, newsmakers die every day. Mm-hmm. This one hit people in a unique way.
Just so instant. And he was in the news the day before, through LeBron James. Mm-hmm. LeBron James passing him on the all-time scoring list. And then, boom, the next day he's dead?
It'd be no different than LeBron dying or Tiger dying.
Oh, of course, same level.
Same thing.
And, you saw LeBron. I'm sure you guys all saw the video of him getting off the Lakers plane.
Yeah.
Where he was just visibly distraught, crying,
hugging
somebody from the Lakers as he's walking towards the vehicles after they landed. I mean, he's obviously
devastated.
You know
what else I can't get out of my mind is, because this is a very remote section of California.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just in the mountains, in the hills. But I can't imagine the scene.
Right.
Oh, the scene is a nightmare.
I've been thinking about the scene and what the firefighters came across when they first got up there.
Plane crashes, your bodies are obliterated.
Yeah, I just can't imagine what the scene was like.
Yeah, obliteration.
Yeah, I heard that it was going to take days for them to gather the remains.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, body parts.
Yes.
Just think about the most horrifying thing.
Yeah, I couldn't get that out of my mind yesterday.
I was actually surprised that the NBA, I wouldn't have been surprised had they canceled all the games.
I wouldn't have been shocked either.
I was kind of surprised that they went on with the games.
Wasn't that the original report? I think that came out on Twitter.
Yeah, but they said that they never did seriously consider it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because every time someone dies, a legend dies, are they going to cancel games? Like when Wilt Chamberlain dies, or he already died, or Bill Russell.
Kareem.
When he dies. Yeah.
And I think
Kareem.
The timing has something to do with it too, because I think some of the early games, like the arenas were already like half filled up for like the early tips when the news broke.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess they just felt like, I guess we're just going to continue, try to do business as usual, even though it's clearly not that sort of day.
Well, they did a great job with whoever thought of the 8-second thing and the 24-second violations. Yeah. It was brilliant.
The Wiz and the Hawks did it. I know the Raptors in their game did the same thing.
I mean, whoever thought of that, it was a genius.
Yeah.
Nice tribute.
Not that it matters. Did you see how many points the Wiz gave up yesterday?
Yeah, I mean,
of course. Wow.
It's the third time this season they've given up 150 or more. It's just what they do.
Justin kind of gave him a pass last night in the middle of the broadcast. He said it was one of those games, though, where I don't think there was a lot of pregame stuff going on. A lot of coach. I mean, it was just like, go out there and play.
You know, Trae Young, you know, he had met Kobe's daughter, I think, twice, like when the Hawks had played out in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I think he switched his number to 8.
Just for the opening.
Part of the game.
Well, Kobe's daughter, that was her favorite player.
Right.
So, yeah, big connection there.
Bradley Beal was crying during, warm-ups.
Nobody's
heart was into that game.
All those guys knew him. Those guys played with him in summers. And you know what I mean?
Right.
I can't imagine. Can't imagine trying to play a game last night. I thought everybody did an amazing job getting through the games.
Yeah.
Coach Brooks was crying during the pregame.
Well, he lives
warm-ups.
Out there. You know, he sees Kobe all the time.
Of course.
In the summer.
But you're right that there are other people that die like that. And in fact, we had a listener a few weeks ago that we talked about. I think you
Danielle.
Got some Nationals gear that died tragically in a car crash. Our great friend Craig Walden, just instant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it happens in life, but it doesn't happen that often. And so it does kind of just,
it's weird because he was so famous, so iconic that everybody knows, everybody knows who he is. Like even your kids.
He's a one-namer too.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Like your kids maybe that didn't even really watch him play because they're still so young, but they know of him. I guess everybody knows Kobe.
All right, we're going to get to some clips here in a second, especially for some of the broadcasters. But let's get to a couple calls here.
You want to try?
Yeah.
All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. It's just kind of that news that just rocks you. If you want to chime in and on any of your favorite Kobe memories, we can all do that too. But there's just something about this guy that's touched everyone, and not just in this country, around the world. Let's go to Paul. Paul, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm 44, so I don't know if you guys remember, but in St. Louis, Missouri, a high school game you always used to be played. I think the Mather went a couple of times, and that was the first time I heard about Kobe Bryant because he came to St. Louis and just lit the world on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling the screener, I said, this is a guy who honestly started this entire debate about who is the next Jordan, because the NBA, Jordan was coming in right after Dr. J. But nobody had seen anybody like Jordan. And then Kobe kind of, molds his game after Michael Jordan. And now you have LeBron. And, now you've got a whole different beast than Zion Williamson. This guy's impact on the game was unbelievable. And I'm like, I think it was Bish said, I wasn't a huge Kobe fan. But, man, I'm with you. Like, I told my wife that. I said, it'd be hard to lose my wife and a kid,
right?
In the same day. So I really feel for the Kobe Bryant family.
That's an understatement,
man.
I mean, I just can't imagine what's going through their mind. I mean, when that woman called, that girl, Danielle, who called last week, and her husband was a huge Junks listener,
mm-hmm.
and he, 27 years old, 28 years old.
Yeah, he was very young.
He was in his 20s. Just died in a car accident. Two kids, wife. And when she told that story, I didn't even know what to tell her. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to say to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just felt for her.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine what Vanessa Bryant and the rest of the kids are going through.
I had a hard time sleeping last night. Did you guys have a hard time? Because I just kept thinking about it. It just wouldn't leave my mind. Mm-hmm. Just thinking about what are those kids and what is so weird. I mean, I don't know them, but I laid in bed thinking, what is their night like right now?
I know. Like, who was around them? What are they thinking?
Well, they just have to be just bawling. I don't know how.
Just probably in shock.
Yeah, I don't know how you deal.
Yeah.
Drabby, you keep looking at me like you want to say something.
I mean, it's a very difficult day because not everybody's a Kobe fan, but he invoked a reaction from everybody. Every single person out there, like you said, has a memory. Or just the way even if you're just a basketball fan, just the way he changed the game and shaped the game and just brought it to that next level. And it's just such a stunning thing. I mean, you're right. It's up there with Tiger, LeBron. It
would be no different if those guys.
It's not a 75-year-old man passing away in his sleep. This is just a tragic story.
When it's tragic like that.
And of course, everybody has tragedy in their life. I mean, you guys have had tough past couple of years, but when it's something like on this magnitude where everybody has a connection to it, it's
crazy.
Right. It doesn't like your parents, you expect your parents to pass at some point. That's going to happen. Like, but it's usually like in their 70s or 80s, 90s, whatever. It's not somebody crashing into a hillside at 41 with eight other souls
but
on
like,
board.
None of that makes sense.
It's out. Yeah, it's out of left field.
I know, but it happens. You know, people die in car accidents and stuff. And the thing is, I was really trying to put it in perspective yesterday. Like when Michael Jackson passed, that was still more of an odd sort of curiosity. It didn't affect you like this, at least for me.
Right.
Well, Michael Jackson was evil.
Well, you knew. Well, I mean, you didn't know for sure all that stuff.
Oh, you kind of knew.
You had the rumblings.
I couldn't feel about Michael Jackson like I do about Kobe. No. For me, a different.
For me, I'm saying it's different.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I think maybe also because of
maybe just because of the name, how big of a star he
was. Well, I think also because Michael Jackson had all those drug problems and he was older and you could almost see that coming. Like see Michael Jackson. Of course he's going to die. I think he's abusing all these things. Mm.
This is different.
It's just like, it'd be like Tiger dying.
Like you said, this is like Lenny.
It's like bias. I've tried to think about like what a day I was affected like this. And for me, it's not the same because thousands of people died, but it's almost like a 9/11 day. Like, you remember how 9/11 you were impacted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And obviously thousands of people died there, and it's much more tragic, but it had that kind of profound impact where it just rocks you to your core, and you almost don't even know how to function the rest of the day processing the news.
Yeah.
You know? It was a serious gut punch for me, and I'm just thinking about it now for the first time in this way. You know I'm an NBA mark, and you guys always make fun of me for staying up late for all these games.
Mm-hmm.
I would bet I never missed one of his NBA Finals games. Mm-hmm. Like, the amount of hours I logged with him, that's why he's different than another celebrity. Like, if it's a rock star that I'm aware of that died at 40,
sure,
I don't feel it the same way as somebody like Kobe Bryant because I just logged so much time with him.
Yeah,
I can think about those air balls when he was 18, 19 years old in the playoffs because I watched all those games on TNT, staying up late watching those games, and then the finals, whether it was against the Pacers or the Celtics, the finals with Shaq, I actually rooted against the Lakers back then. Mm-hmm. And then he won two with Pau Gasol. Right. A lot of times I rooted against him. But he was such a cold-blooded assassin on the court.
He was.
That's what separated him. And he did mimic his game after Michael Jordan.
Well, he mimicked the way he talked.
He's trying to talk like
he watched his videos.
Like anybody can do that, watch videos and you know, work on moves.
But
he replicated it.
He did. Right. And I know we had this debate about this on his last game. He scored 60 on his last game. I know Cake says he took a million shots. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of guys who could try and score 60 that couldn't do it. And it wasn't as easy as it is to do now.
Yeah.
And I know he took like 60 shots.
In retrospect, I feel bad now.
Right.
I do feel bad about
but
just scorching Kobe.
Yeah, but you probably still hit 30 of them.
Right. The guy came back from a torn Achilles, and you know he wasn't the same player, but he still was able to go out with 60.
I don't remember this. I'm embarrassed to say this, but I guess because I wasn't a massive Kobe guy. I don't remember when did he do the jersey switch, like from 8 to 24? What was all that? Remind me of that.
I don't remember the exact
year. I don't remember when, but it was for 24 hours a day. That's why he switched it.
He did.
Yeah.
But you don't remember what year he changed it?
I mean, I think it was after the first three titles.
It was.
Somewhere in between, they weren't making the playoffs.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
And it was like a statement?
Yeah. So it's actually, looking at Kobe the last few years, you're right. Early in his career, he had this almost like Tiger, where he was trying to like keep up this image. He didn't really know who he was. He wasn't comfortable. The last 10 years, especially even after retirement, just the advice that he would give. You see all these clips all the time on Twitter. He just matured a lot.
Yeah, he seemed wiser, definitely. Yeah,
he did. And he wanted to pass it on and seek out information all the time.
Seemed like a good, just would just want to do good for people. Like, there's a video of him like a month ago on the scene of a major accident, like right outside where we live in the Newport Beach. Mm-hmm. Like, major, like five cars involved. And he's like helping direct traffic. He's like checking on people to make sure they're okay. I'll tell you this, if I see a major accident, unless I'm involved in it, I'm driving right by it. I just am. I'm
keeping it moving.
And I'm older than Kobe. I'm 9 years older than Kobe. I'm driving right past the accident. I'm waiting for first responders. He's helping people out. He's making sure people are okay.
Well, a lot of people were saying yesterday that he would say, "Hey, if you ever need anything, I got you."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Other celebrities.
I thought 24 was the number he had in high school.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, I don't know what he wore in high school.
No, he was 33 at Lower Merion. Pretty sure at his jersey.
You sure? I thought 24 was.
He was. He also was a pretty engaging personality when you saw him. Like, did you ever see the on NBA TV the sit down like with him and Shaq?
Yes.
Like they kind of patched up and got back together.
Yes.
That was a great episode.
Yes.
All right. So we got a ton of clips, but Mike Breen, who calls games for the Knicks, he talked about it. Knicks were playing the Nets yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So let's hear the Mike Breen clip.
On my way into the arena, I thought of Bill Gallo. Gallo is the legendary sports cartoonist that when Thurman Munson passed away, the next day he had an unbelievably touching cartoon. And it was his two characters that he had, Basement Bertha and Yucky. And the cartoon, Basement Bertha saying, "No, Yucky, I just don't feel like playing ball today." And she was crying. And that's the way I think a lot of us feel here tonight. Just don't feel like broadcasting. I know a lot of players, excuse me, don't feel like playing. It's just a sad, sad day.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it was all over the NBA last night. Like Tyson Chandler, there was video of him just bawling, like on the bench. Like, I mean,
how many years ago did he retire?
Well, 16, so almost
like
four.
Three and a half, four years ago. I mean, half the guys in the league probably played with him, you know. And they all know him. And all, on some level, idolized him.
Yeah, you're right, Drabby. He was 33.
We're going to have Brian Scalabrine on the show at 8 o'clock. I believe Scalabrine was a participant in the NBA Finals against Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
So we can get his memories on, probably it's like I'll have to check, but like 2010, 2011 Finals when the Celtics played the Lakers. I'm guessing Scalabrine was on that Celtics team, you know, deep on the bench, but he was... He had to go up against Kobe Bryant.
Well, he knew Kobe.
So we will talk to Scalabrine on that topic coming up at 8 o'clock. Also, Tim Bontemps covers the NBA for ESPN. Is going to join us at 9 o'clock. And we'll continue to take your calls at 800-636-1067 with your thoughts on the passing of Kobe Bryant.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, we are sitting on top of a Mesoamerican muralist painting of a clock.
Yeah.
I gotta ask, because I feel like the setting is begging for it, what's your relationship with death?
A comfortable one.
Yeah?
It's a comfortable one. It's an understanding. You can't have life without death, can't have light without the dark. Right? So it's an acceptance of that. When it came time to decide whether or not I should retire, that's really an acceptance of that mortality that all athletes face. Right, and if you combat it, you'll have all of that inner struggle within yourself. Right, you know what I mean? And so it's I'm comfortable with it.
He was just so smart. How many languages did he know? World traveler, right?
Because he knew Italian.
The way
he
was raised, he had appreciation for all sports. Well, I know he was a huge supporter of the women's World Cup teams.
Big soccer,
huge soccer guy,
big soccer mark.
Yeah, Premier League guy. Just an unbelievable figure, and just such tragic news that just hit everybody so hard yesterday. So we're going to kind of dedicate the whole show to Kobe. We might have a break or two where we can kind of touch on some other things, but it's just one of those shows where it just deserves conversation. Let's go to David in Fredericksburg. David, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, John, thanks for having me, man.
Yep.
I talked to the call screener, and I just got to say, you know, in a time where, you know, kids need role models, you know, I think he was an amazing husband. We haven't talked about that yet. An amazing father. You know, when the league and the nation need these things, maybe his death will almost transcend that, right? Maybe he'll grow even bigger because of what he did, not only for the league, the nation, and, you know, even the world. But I remember, in the 80s, you know, in the 90s, you know, when some stars denied being role models. You can't be in that kind of spotlight and not be a role model. And Kobe embraced that, right? He embraced it, and he made it real. And, you know, we're going to miss him.
Yeah. It's just so weird how we all feel a connection to him and none of us knew him.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just the amount of hours. The more I thought about it, it's just think about how much time you spent in your life watching Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Yeah. It's all on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of maybe you saw him a few times here at Capital One Arena.
Right.
But mostly on TV. Yeah. Just you watched him because year after year, he was in contention. I think they went to the NBA Finals seven times.
Seven times, won five.
Five of them. And then with Shaq and Kobe, like that together was huge for so many years.
It's weird because I grew up an MJ fan, so I never fully embraced Kobe. Like, right. I always enjoyed watching him play, who didn't? Yeah. But I was never like a number one Kobe fan.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was always an MJ
Kobe
guy.
Kobe was always compared to Jordan.
Yeah.
So the guys who grew up watching Jordan, you know, the older dudes, would always defend our era.
Right.
Where people that are a little bit younger who didn't see, you know, Michael in his prime would always say, oh, Kobe's got to be the greatest.
It's weird how I never had like a super affinity for him, but guys like him that have like that million-dollar smile, that charisma.
Yeah.
And then, Tiger, he is like Tiger in that killer sense that he had. He had that killer mentality,
yeah.
Black Mamba mentality.
And Jordan was obviously like that too. So
yeah.
Kobe and Jordan were very similar in that way,
yeah.
Internally.
Definitely. Let's go down.
And that's some of the criticism of LeBron.
Yeah.
Whether it's fair or not, was that he was never clutch like Kobe. The reality is Kobe missed a lot of game-winning shots, but the bottom line is he fired him up. He was never afraid to take them,
yeah.
And he hit a ton of them. And sometimes you forget. I heard somebody make this point earlier. Sometimes you forget, okay, there is that last-second shot. But there's also all the shots leading up to the last second shot where your team's down by 10.
To put you in the position.
And Kobe goes on this 10-0 run himself to put you in position. Like, he just was probably the best scorer that I've seen. I mean, now you've got James Harden. It's just a different game.
Yeah.
But Kobe was just an unbelievable scorer.
And he had 81.
And he deferred.
It's crazy.
The years with Shaq, he deferred because they knew that was kind of the best way to win. But at the end of games, because Shaq wasn't a great free throw shooter, they're winning championships because Kobe was making the plays at the end.
Right. Let's go to Brandon.
I mean, can you imagine if Kobe was in his prime today, the way that no one plays defense?
Oh.
No, I mean,
same thing with Jordan. I mean, Jordan would average 40.
Yeah.
Kobe would be in that neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Brandon in Fredericksburg. Brandon, what's up, buddy? You're all with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Okay. What's up?
Oh, man. So I just wanted to say, just to piggyback off of what you were saying just now, a lot of us don't know Kobe, but we watched him on TV. But he's also the guy that came in with 5-vs-5 basketball video games. So a lot of us have just played consistently with Kobe. I mean, back in the mid-90s, you know, we had NBA Jam that was kind of the basketball game. And then Kobe came in with the NBA Live. And Jordan was a bison. So he is our Jordan. For a lot of us who are in our 30s, you know, of age, we played with Kobe Bryant. And so that's how we got introduced to video games. And Allen Iverson was cool, but you can't really make layups cool. Kobe could dunk, he could shoot, he could play defense. So a lot of us who are in our mid-30s, man, that was everything because video games just exploded. And so, of course, I feel bad as tragedy happened. And as the father, you know, you got a chance to see him grow, and we grew with him. And so that was our next point in life. We just wanted to be like the father on the sidelines like Kobe was. But, yeah, I would say his impact across the board is definitely more, more social media and more on the video game side, because Michael Jordan was never there. He wasn't that guy for us.
Right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Kobe seemed more approachable than MJ. MJ not that approachable.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean?
100%.
It's weird.
100% more approachable.
Hey, we got to do the Big 20. So NBC Sports Washington, they're a great partner of ours, and they've got the Big 20 counting down the region's top 20 most impactful sports stories from the past two decades. As determined by a panel of media members, former athletes, other experts, new stories counting down to number one are revealed each weekday through February 13th on NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20. Announced today is number 15, which is the Ravens winning their second Super Bowl, the Big 20, presented by McLean Mortgage, guiding you along the journey of home ownership.
Right before the 2012 playoffs, Ray Lewis tells his team, look, I played 17 years. This is going to be it. Let's go out. Let's put everything we can on the field. And maybe that's all the inspiration they need, because they did go on to win the Super Bowl, Brian.
Well, he was the leader of that football team for all that time. You know, Ray has been there since the first Super Bowl. And when you're now the leader of the football team, you tell them you're not going to go. He knew those guys were coming together for him.
You can get the full clips at NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20.
Got one in you for Valdez.
Yeah, Valdez is on
got
that
one
panel.
In for you, buddy.
I mean, that would be number one. It would be number one through 20.
15 seems a little,
low.
That's
low.
The Flacco Super Bowl,
move
right?
It up.
Yes.
Flacco went on just an incredible run there.
Oh, yeah, he was on fire. It was just a great playoff, just a whole postseason run, right? Yeah. His regular season as good?
It was okay.
Yeah.
They actually, well, a lot of people don't remember, like in week 15, 16,
yeah,
they were outside of making the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then they fired Cam Cameron, their offensive coordinator.
Right.
And then replaced him with Jim Caldwell.
They did it that late?
That late in the season.
Wasn't that the year where they went on the road against Denver and... like
the Mile High Miracle.
The Denver safety or corner made a monumental gaffe.
Yes. Yes.
And just let somebody get behind the defense for a wide open touchdown.
Right. Peyton Jacoby should have been Jones. In the Super Bowl Jones. That year. Yeah. Again, Peyton would, you know, his last Super Bowl win, he was a shell of his former self.
Right.
But that was a good Peyton year.
Right.
Peyton had him in position.
Well, Peyton could have gone in the Super Bowl if they would have won in overtime.
That's true.
Because just because they converted that fourth down Mile High Miracle didn't mean that they won the game. They had to go to overtime and win it, too.
Yeah.
So Peyton didn't win.
In the 2000 season with the Ravens, they played 20 games. I believe in 16 of the 20, they held the team to 10 points or less.
That's just sick.
It's a pretty amazing stat.
Pretty sure that's correct.
That's in 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in 2000.
Yeah.
That was when the defense was just
That was the certain. Tony Banks / Dilfer.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's how good that team was.
How old were you for that?
Let's see. I was
youngin.
You're like
12.
12. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Was that when you were banging the pots and pans out
in
the street?
I banged them in 2012.
Both years.
Yep.
Both wins.
But in 2012, the Niners had the ball first and goal on the 7, and called 3 horrific plays.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Goodell had to turn the lights out because it was such a blowout.
That's right. That's true. The power
conspiracy
went out.
Conspiracy theory.
Yes. Something crazy. Yeah.
I buy into conspiracy theories. I just do.
All right, again, you can check out all the stories at NBC Sports Washington /the Big 20. When we come back, continue to take your calls at 800-636-1067 on the passing Kobe Bryant. As we mentioned, Brian Scalabrine is going to join us, and looked it up. So Scalabrine was part of the Celtics for the two finals, 2008, where the Celtics beat the Lakers 4-2, and then 2010, where the Lakers came back and beat the Celtics 4-3.
Gotcha.
So we can get Scalabrine's take on Kobe Bryant and his memories of those NBA finals right here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.